North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the production of more international, or rather intercontinental, ballistic missiles after the United States made overtures to Pyongyang. According to the North Korean state media, Kim has instructed the country's missile-developing company to produce more solid-fuel rocket engines and rocket warheads. The instruction made by the North Korean leader comes as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson welcomed North Korea's recent restraint in not conducting nuclear or missile tests.
I am pleased to see that the regime in Pyongyang has certainly demonstrated some level of restraint that we've not seen in the past. We hope that this is the beginning of this signal that we've been looking for.
Rex Tillerson expressed hope that Pyongyang's restraint could be the sign of readiness to enter talks with Washington in the near future. He noted, however, that North Korea needed to do more on its part. The United States has slapped a series of sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear and missile tests, saying that Pyongyang's activities are a threat to the world. North Korea has, however, stressed that its weapons program is defensive, saying that it will not relinquish its missile tests until Washington quits its hostile policy. And for more on that story, we're joined by our correspondent, Frank Smith, who's with us from Seoul. Frank, welcome to the program. What do you make of Kim Jong-un's response to the overtures made by the U.S.?
Well, it would seem initially that perhaps Secretary of State Rex Tillerson might have spoken too soon when he talked about North Korea's restraint, but we need to recognize what North Korea restrained from. It has undertaken a really unrestrained efforts to develop nuclear missile technology that can target the American mainland. And usually when South Korea and the U.S. Participate in joint drills as they are now, Ulchi Freedom Guardian drills that began on Monday and will last through August 31st. On these occasions, North Korea had generally exhibited some type of provocative behavior, be it a missile test or sometimes even a nuclear test, certainly targeting the U.S. and South Korea with some strong rhetoric attacking it for the provocative measures it sees that these drills entail. However, North Korea hasn't done any of those types of tests just now. And again, Tillerson, I believe, rightly suggested that North Korea was exercising some degree of restraint in hopes that there could be movement toward negotiations. Most analysts suggest, though, that any talks are going to have to take place after these drills end on August 31st.
Frank, also, the question remains, where does this take the tensions on the Korean Peninsula?
Well, I think, you know, really the ball is in the U.S. court. North Korea has suggested that it would engage in negotiations. China has forwarded the suggestion, a proposal that there be talks after a freeze for freeze. In other words, North Korea would freeze its nuclear and missile tests and the U.S. would freeze its military exercises with South Korea that Pyongyang sees as so damaging to the tension on the Korean Peninsula. Following these drills, we might see more movement toward talks, provided North Korea, again, doesn't fire another intercontinental ballistic missile or conduct a nuclear test or other types of provocative measures that we could see out of Pyongyang or perhaps some other arguments or strong threatening rhetoric from the presidency of Donald Trump, which we've seen in the past.
Thank you very much for the update, Frank. Press TV's Frank Smith joining us from Seoul.